One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. It is Thursday, the 16th of February. Welcome to Redmen Podcast. It is time to break down all of the news stories around Liverpool Football Club today. We're going to begin with an FA charge for the Mighty Reds. We're going to get onto some injury news, some positive injury news for a change. A man pivotal in the last sale of Liverpool Football Club lifts the lid on what he feels FSG's plans are with the current sale. Darwin Núñez has been chatting to the official website and is confident of a rise up the table and spying Cop 1906 issue yet another brilliant rally cry to the Liverpool fan base ahead of a massive game next week. So, let's dive in. This via the Liverpool Echo. We say Everton and Liverpool have been charged by the Football Association for failing to control their players and benches during Monday's Merseyside derby. The two clubs have been charged for an incident that occurred in the closing stages of the match at Anfield. Players and staff from both sides revolved in the fracas. Good word. They go on to describe the situation. Of course, Andy Robertson kicked the ball away, laughed at Jordan Pickford, Connor Cody got involved, and then basically both sets of players erupted. Subs, benches, etc, etc, etc. It reads, Liverpool and Everton have been charged following a mass confrontation during the 86th minute of their Premier League match on Monday the 13th of February. It is alleged that both clubs failed to ensure their players and or benches conducted themselves in an orderly fashion and or refrained from provocative behaviour. Liverpool and Everton have until Monday the 20th of February to provide responses to their charges. So yes, nothing handed out just yet. No punishment, but yes, the FA is seeking to charge Liverpool and Everton for that wonderful fracas that we saw again when Andy Robertson laughed in the face of Jordan Pickford, and then it led to some, a melee, shall we say, on the touchline. Great fun. Moving things on to injury news. This via Photographs, but also Jack Lusby on Twitter, at Lusby Jack, says a nice boost as Marcelo, Pitaluga and Ben Doak return to LFC training today. Pitaluga, still on loan at Macclesfield, has been out since November with an ankle ligament injury. Yes, very highly regarded actually in his loan spell, and a very unusual set of circumstances for Pitaluga, and those unfamiliar with that situation will know that he'd been playing games for Macclesfield but continuing to train at the AXA to make sure that he can kind of get the best of both worlds, really continue his development both as a footballer on the pitch but also continue his training development alongside Liverpool's goalkeeping coaching staff like Achterberg and Taffarel. So yeah, really good stuff. Another slightly bigger piece of news on that front comes from the official Liverpool Twitter account at LFC, who have tweeted out, great to see you back out on the grass, Luis Diaz. Yeah, the Colombian star has been pictured taking his first steps, his first running steps back towards full training for the Reds. Basically, yeah, he's outside running with the specialist fitness coach. So nowhere near actual full contact training for Liverpool just yet, and this was a step that we figured would come sooner rather than later, of course. So whilst it's not huge news, it's not as close as we've seen obviously Diogo Jota and Van Dijk and Firmino last week, but it is certainly an encouraging step, and I've seen it referenced elsewhere. I must apologise, I don't have the reference for this, but it was pointed out that, but in fact I believe it was Matt Ladson, owner of this Anfield, who pointed out that we've seen this kind of stuff before. Cade Gordon had a similar sort of thing several months ago as he recovers from his long-term injury setback. So yeah, looks like he would still be on course for a return in March at the earliest, one would suspect, but certainly a positive step in the right direction. Okay, moving things on to the latest on Liverpool's sale position. Martin Broughton who has a brand new book out, and fingers crossed we're going to be able to get some time with him ourselves at some point in the not too distant future, has been chatting to the Liverpool Echo. I believe he's been talking to Paul Gorst. But he was asked about what current chairman Tom Werner has told him when he contacted the Reds chief about the long-term plans for the club. And Martin Broughton says, "I was surprised but not astonished when I heard they have shown with the Boston Red Sox that they're in it for the long term. They are not short-term investors going in for short-term and flipping 3, 4 or 5 years. They've been here 13 years now and they saw the Chelsea deal and I think certainly realised the prices were maybe higher than they had in their mind of the increase in value that they had during that time. So said, why don't we test the market? I spoke to Tom Werner and asked him, were they seeking to sell? Were they seeking investment? What was the objective? And he said, there isn't one. We're testing the water. If there is an offer that is a very high figure, then we'd be daft not to look at it. I can't feel, help but feel that he might be paraphrasing slightly. I don't feel like daft is an expression that Tom Werner would use. But anyway, let's continue. If there is an investor that wants to come, we'd certainly be willing to look at that and we wouldn't be at all surprised if we didn't get either and we continue to hold it. We're comfortable with that too. But it wasn't that we've got an exit plan. It was more that testing the markets to see what is out there, which is obviously quite at odds with a number of the reports that we've seen in recent weeks. And of course, how up to date this information is, we don't know. Have there been offers on the table that have changed the perspectives is totally unclear at this point. Although again, lots of strong reports from known journalists debunking rumours that offers have been put in from certain sources, but yeah, of course this continues to roll on. Mr. Broughton added, when he's been talking about how FSG are performing, they've done a pretty damn good job of competing. The year they got 97 points, higher than anyone else ever has had to win the Premier League and still not win it was crazy. I think they've shown shrewder management. They've got a team with a fantastic manager, but a team that has competed at the top level for quite a few years now without spending quite at the level that some of the others have. I would be astonished if they weren't concerned about the legacy they leave. I don't think they are people who will walk away having sold to the highest bidder, walking away thinking, well, we got a great price, what a good deal, let's move on. I think their heart is in Liverpool now. And yes, it might make sense to exit at some stage, whether that is now or in 10 years time. Everybody exits at some stage, but I think it's important to them that they are custodians and that role is passed to the right people. I think they'll be looking for someone who's thinking long term. Yes, I don't think they'll be looking for someone who's going to spend silly money. I think John Henry and Tom Werner would always want to focus on a gradual change in the squad. The year they bought Van Dijk and Alisson Becker, those are the two players that transformed the team. They filled the two gaps. Lots more on this, of course, but obviously it's really interesting to see what Broughton thinks about these kind of situations. Obviously got a good relationship with them. Some might say that might colour his thinking on things, of course, but we know that he has been involved in other takeovers. He has brought other offers to the table in the past, but looks like he doesn't have an active hand in anything ongoing at the moment, again, despite rumours to the contrary. So yeah, interesting to see if there's any more tidbits that can be to be gleaned from him in the coming weeks when more details around the book start to emerge. Darwin Núñez has been speaking to the official Liverpool website, which is good of him. Darwin Núñez, the headline says on the official Liverpool website, he believes Liverpool's togetherness can play a key role in the rest of the season. Liverpool is a massive club, thank you Darwin, and we are aware of the consequences of what we're going through currently, he said. We're going through a tough time, but I'm confident that we will pick ourselves up and respond and rise up the table. I think we're going to respond because many people here know what Liverpool really is and what the club stands for, but the manager and the players, we all know that this is a big club and I believe that we're going to turn things around and come out of this bad run that we've been going through at the moment. When the team is out of form, you as an individual can be struggling for form too. So we need to improve a lot of things and focus on the positives and put the past behind us. I'm sure that when we all get back to form, I will be doing the same. But the main thing is that we're a team and that is everything. Really, really good and kind of like very mature comment here. He also goes on to talk about a teammate. He says, here at Liverpool, I have teammates who are all high quality footballers. I need to be able to understand how they play a little bit more. And it's the same for them with me. It's what settling into each other's games is all about. They get used to how I play and in turn I grow accustomed to how they play. I think that in time we'll start to see some good and positive results. For example, Gakpo is a quality player and has a lot of class. He's physically strong too. I think he'll be able to make people very happy at Liverpool. You also have to understand that he's come here at a time when we're not in the best of form and he will need time to settle in too. I think he's done well in the games he's featured in so far. I hope that with time I'll develop a great understanding and then we can go on to bring some joy to the Liverpool fans. Love it, Darwin. Actually go and do it now that you've said it. That is the next step, but very good, encouraging words from Liverpool's star attacker. There indeed. Right, one final thing to see us out, and another from me personally, another big shout of love to Spionkop 1906 for arranging the flag day for the Merseyside Derby. Really adds to the feeling of collectivism on the stands, feeling like you're contributing towards a great atmosphere in that ground. The atmospheres haven't been great so far this season at times, and there's a bit of a negative spiral where performances on the pitch impact the performances on the stands, and the performance in the stands impacts performance on the pitch, and so on and so on. Whereas this really felt like an opportunity to draw a line under things and kick things on. Great to see so many young fans involved, people bringing flags from home, etc., etc. And the Kop hasn't looked that good in a good old long while. So yes, much love to Spionkop 1906. Make sure you follow them and keep up to date with all of their stuff on Twitter. But anyway, they've put a tweet out today, in fact, saying, following on from Monday's derby win, we'd like to thank everyone inside the ground who made Anfield look as good as it's ever been. With the Kop in full flow, the atmosphere improves and the players get a lift. Madrid at home, let's go bigger. Yes. So once again, basically what they're saying is the opportunity is there if anyone is on the Kop against Real Madrid next Tuesday and you want to go and hold a flag, then head to the corner. It is the corner of the Kenny Dalglish stand of the Kop, not the main stand end, which is the opposite end to where I sit. But yeah, you can go down there and right in the corner of the pitch, you can walk down. They've got like I've been there a couple of times. There's like a lockup where they're handing out flags and stuff. Again, if you've got one from home, bring it. If you've got a scarf, bring a scarf. Hold it up, twirl it around your head, do whatever you want to do. Let's make the Kop as intimidating an atmosphere as possible, you know, in the face of a huge, huge game of football. It's one thing to raise ourselves for the derby against a poor Everton side in shocking relegation form. It's another one to raise it for the European champions, and ones that we've got a real score to settle against. We need to make sure that we can do everything in our power to raise our game off the pitch, to help the lads on the pitch raise theirs. So yes, as again, if you want to, at Spion, Spion Kop, KOP 1906. Spionkop 1906 on Twitter for more details and to make sure you follow and back them in every way possible. As we always say, get your education from the Kop, and few better people to get it from than the Spionkop lads. So yes, do get involved with that, and hopefully I'll see you there as well.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, that is Bite Size for today. Plenty more to come across the Redmen network. We have got some brilliant shows over on redmenplus.com. So if you want more podcasts in your life, we've got you covered. The latest edition of the Biased Football podcast is out now. Me, Chris, Dan and Steve pulling apart Pep Guardiola's well, slide into madness, shall we say, following Man City's Premier League charges, whether he's losing the plot, and we dig into the refereeing conspiracy theories against Arsenal Football Club as well. Spoilers, it's not a conspiracy theory. Lee Mason's just rubbish. Journo Insight with Neil Jones focuses on the release of the Paris Champions League final report. So really good stuff from Neil and Steve on that one. If you want to go back to the Merseyside Derby, you can do the Final Word Show, a 60-minute chat with myself. And some brilliant guests on that one is also there. And don't forget, if you're getting this on Thursday, we are live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Thursday Night Pint, a brand new show, much more akin to what we always hope Redmen would be. It's fun, it's a good laugh, and this week we've got two Olympians on. We've got Bianca Cook, formerly Bianca Walkden, and Anthony Fowler as well, who are going to be casting their eyes over 250 Jürgen Klopp wins. We're going to be picking the top five from those. We're going to be rating your crazy football takes and conspiracy theories, and previewing Newcastle as well. That is available for free on our YouTube channel, so yes, and exclusively on there as well. So if you want some video content, check that out. If you want free podcast content, stay here, because this is probably where you're getting it from. And if you want more premium podcast and video content, head to redmenplus.com. That would be fabulous if you could do that. I love you so much. Have a great day, great weekend, and just great life. And I'll see you very soon for more Redmen Bite Size. Up the Reds.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.